This is episode number 1941 of the Who Cares News for Friday, April 2nd, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
It's time for some random facts.
Random facts, random facts, random facts, random facts.
Instead of once upon a time, Korean fairy tales usually start with in the old days when tigers used to smoke.
What? Seriously?
Seriously.
That's how they start?
Yeah.
Have you vetted this piece of information?
It's in the random facts. It's random, man. It's random.
That's clever.
First place in the United States to use 911 as an emergency number was Haleyville, Alabama, of all places, in February of 1968. The second was Nome,
1968?
Alaska. 1968? Yep. 9/11's been around since 1968. Wow. I had no idea.
It either
wasn't where I lived.
No.
Second place was Nome, Alaska, a few weeks later. Yeah, random. Random.
That's kind of a stretch.
Jackie Chan did the voice of the Beast in the Chinese version of Beauty and the Beast in 1991. He also sang his songs.
Really?
That Jackie Chan is one versatile guy.
He's versatile.
The expression, my bad, became popular because of the former NBA star Manute Bol. He didn't quite have a full grasp of English, so instead of saying my fault when something went wrong, he'd say my bad.
So that's it.
That's where it came from. We
kinda
can blame
cute,
Manute. And finally, sliced bread is less than 100 years old. We know this. Because it's not as old as Betty White. It was sold for the first time 93 years ago in Missouri.
Gosh.
We know that's for sure. So, yeah, Betty White's 99. She is older than sliced bread. And that's some random facts for today.
Time Howdy-ho, good
for
neighbor.
The Who Cares News.
Dun, dun, dun.
What's going on?
So Blake Shelton joined Hoda
Kotb.
Kotb.
You always have a problem with her name.
I always do.
It's Kotb.
And because you always help me.
I don't know why it's pronounced that way. And I don't know if that's the way it's pronounced or if she just pronounces that way to be, you know, where she can, you know, I don't know, so people can understand it.
Well,
Kotb.
Then you have things
Hoda.
Like Brett Favre, which
and
is
that's
should
wrong
be Favre.
Too. It's Favre. Yeah. Right. I saw something. There's something about
or
Mary.
Favre.
Or Favre. Right. Anyway.
Favre.
What's going on with Blake? And
well,
Hoda.
He was a surprise co-host on the Today
surprise
Show.
To
surprise,
everybody
surprise,
except
surprise.
Blake and Hoda. No,
yeah.
I'm kidding.
He revealed that he and Gwen are hoping to tie the knot this summer.
Oh, this is major news. Why
I know,
are we
right?
Talking about
they want to head on down to the hitching post.
Give a crap. My
and get hitched.
God. They're already getting milk for free. So why do they need to get hitched? That's what I want to know.
God, you can be a turd. Are you going to be a turd today?
I'm being a turd
Is
today.
Is this John
have,
the turd
Do
day?
They have to get married? They don't have to get married. They've been living in sin all this time.
Oh, Lord,
you know,
help
it's
me.
Like, come on. I mean, there's not a big deal. It's God, like, we're going to blame it on COVID. We can't get married.
I know
blah,
I have
blah,
a
blah,
stick
blah,
around
blah.
Here somewhere blah, to
blah,
beat
blah,
you
blah,
with.
Blah, 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 blah.
I can get my broom if I remember where I parked it. Beat you with that. Hey, with COVID-19, it looks like it may be okay, but I don't know. So that's tentatively the plan. We'll see. That's what he explained.
That's what he said yesterday.
That's
on
what
the
he said.
Today Show. With
now he was
Hoda.
Remote. He was remote from Gwen's office in her
well,
LA
no,
home.
Well, no, he can't be there. It's like that.
No.
Do they have anybody on set besides Hoda? I don't know. I
Camera think, people.
Well, maybe they got GoPros now. I don't know.
That's true.
Curious how these TV shows work.
So he went on to say, I'm afraid if she and I wait till next November, then I'm right back into the voice cycle again.
Oh, can't have that.
And I really want to be able to have plenty of time
can't
before and after.
That's got to be a real challenge, being on the voice in the cycle in the
now,
cycle.
As for whether or not Miley Cyrus and Adam Levine will actually perform at their nuptials, after the two had both expressed interest in doing so,
no, yeah.
That's still up in the air.
Still up in the air, they say.
Still up. And then he goes on to say about the marriage. I hope so. I don't know. I'm telling you. I'm not saying this because it's the line. It's, well, we really don't know.
We really don't know. So we don't know.
Yep.
What
no.
was that all about? It was just like 5 minutes of wasted time on the Today Show today or yesterday. It's like, come on. What the hell? Anyway, you know.
Blake, just let us know when it's actually happening.
I still don't get this relationship at all. I don't.
Opposites attract?
I guess. I don't know. I do like the commercial they did for the Super Bowl, though.
Yeah.
That was good.
I think they're cute together. Yeah, they are.
Yeah, but after the cute, is there anything there? Is there anything of substance? That's all I'm asking. Is there substance to that relationship? I'm being a butt. I know. What can
Gosh.
I say? That's my mood today. I apologize.
They're cute. But you know what? You're not with them, so you don't know.
I don't know nothing. I know
Gosh.
Nothing.
Courtney has got, they ended up in bed together on last night's coup de gueule.
Did they show that on TV? Seriously. Do we want to know about this?
The family set them up on an intimate date night
what?
In the hopes they'd rekindle their romance.
Oh, that ain't going to happen. Because, like, she's seeing some guy.
Yeah. All right, so the family set the scene with love notes and rose petals.
Oh, wow.
Leading to
love notes
candle.
From who? From them or to each other?
It doesn't
I mean, what was
say,
the deal?
It
this was like a bad TV.
Oddly enough, it was on TV.
But it was a reality
Looky
show.
There. Maybe like a candy heart, it would say.
Oh, maybe. Okay.
I love you. You want to
be
kiss
mine.
Me. You want to hug me. You want. Love notes and rose petals. Rose petals.
Nothing says loving like rose petals.
Leading to a candlelit dinner table set for two, overlooking the Pacific.
Just you and the staff. Because somebody's got to cook the dinner.
And the camera people.
Oh, and that's right.
Yeah.
You got the crew.
And the stylist.
And the stylist.
You have
and
to make
lighting.
Sure the hair is right doing this stuff. And the lighting
this was
crew.
This totally set up. Oh, my God.
Now later
totally
on,
set
and
up.
Oh, the people to make sure your microphone is right.
Yeah.
Okay. Now later on, Kim and Chloe arrive to find Scott and Courtney gasp in bed together. No.
Sure, they were fully clothed.
So Chloe asks, "Are you guys back together? Did you seal the deal?
Did you seal the deal?"
And so Courtney said, "Dinner was very nice, but we're not back together. Maybe we're just pretending to get back at you guys for meddling in our business." Well, on that note, we will leave you alone so you guys can bond even more. That's what Kim had
That's,
to throw in.
It's Kim.
I feel like we interrupted you guys. How thoughtful of her. Yeah, Kim can be so thoughtful.
She can be so thoughtful.
Darn tootin'.
I think they'll get back together.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, they got kids. They got a history.
It's going to keep going through this cycle over and over and over again.
I guess you're right.
That he's got his sugar mama, which is Courtney.
Yeah.
And he goes out and dates people.
And he's a hanger-on.
Yeah.
I'd like to be a hanger-on myself. You know who I want to hang on to? Halle Berry. That's who I want to hang on to.
I'm so surprised. I'm almost surprised at that as having them in bed together.
That's such a surprise. Such a shock, I say. More Who Cares coming Monday. Have a great weekend, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today. Oh, this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.